now it's my pleasure to welcome Savannah Cannon. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're here today. Tell me a little bit about yourself before we jump in and talk about your project, what you like to do, some of your general interests.
I'm 17. I'm a senior in high school. I go to City Charter High School. I am pretty into photography, and I play a couple sports.
What sports do you play?
I play soccer and softball for, like, my neighborhood.
That's excellent. I don't know why I think those are such different sports. they're played in different seasons. No, you would play them at the same time, or the seasons at the same time?
Sort of, sometimes, depending on what, like, I play, because there's, like, indoor soccer that I play with my community, and softball I play with the community right next to mine, actually, and they're kind of different timings. The futsal is in, like, January, and softball is more in, I would say, like, June-ish.
Have you grown up in Carrick?
Yeah.
What do you think? I think a lot of people don't know Carrick. And I think there's a lot to love about Carrick. I've been there a few times. I think you do too if you're involved in some community teams. Are there things you wish people knew that they don't know, or maybe some secrets about Carrick? Well, you know, positive ones.
There are many, like, sports fields that are kind of hidden that are pretty decent. Most of the people there are pretty nice, even if you don't really know them too well. There's always, like, a little smile, head nod, hey, how you doing?
Like most neighborhoods.
Yeah.
There's the, you know, pros and cons.
Yeah.
About that. Now, you mentioned photography. Like, are you using digital or traditional cameras, or tell me more about that?
I use more digital cameras than anything. I have a Nikon camera, and I just use that and transfer them onto my laptop and just go through Lightroom and do all my editing on there.
Are there subjects that you particularly like, or kinds of photographs that you pursue?
As of right now, there really isn't, like, one focus area of what I do, but I always think about just doing, like, landscapes and stuff. I'm not a big people person, so.
So getting the environment around you.
Yeah.
Very cool. I know everybody's asking you this, but do you know what you're going to do after graduating?
I'm planning on going to University of Art and Design. It's in Philly, PA.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, for photography and just art in general, just so I can get a, like, broader perspective of photography and different types of editing and all that.
That's wonderful to know that already. Are you kind of wishing that it was September? Or I know when I was, once I knew where I was going to go to school, it was kind of like, bring it on, can we get there?
A little bit. It's kind of in the middle right now because obviously, like, it's away from home and all of that, and, like, everybody that I really know. So it's a little bit nerve-wracking, but it's also really exciting.
I'm sure you'll do really well. Now we'll talk about what you came here to talk about. I just wanted to get to know you a little bit better. At City Charter High School, I know that everybody does a senior graduation project. City Charter is actually a really cool school. Students do internships. Mm-hmm. Generally, the dress code is business casual, if my memory is right.
Yeah.
And while it's not exactly year-round, you have a short break every season, right?
Yeah.
So would you call it year-round?
When people ask me, I just kind of tell them it's basically year-round. It's not like every single month of the year. We do 3 months on, 1 month off. So, like, as of right now, I'm currently off of school, as of everybody else. But we got off, I want to say, December 8th, and we go back January 3rd.
Yeah, I always, in summer, it'll just be a month, right?
Yeah, it's the month of August.
I've always liked the approach that Dr. Wertheimer put together at City Charter. That can stem learning loss. It also just gives you more opportunities to try things.
Yeah.
So tell me about your senior project.
Mine is on the impact of youth activism. So that is my essential question. And I kind of do like an overview of the history, what it's like now, impacts that it has made already. And I did do a focus on what youth activists are doing regarding like school shootings and all of that, because I feel like that's a pretty big topic now. And it's happening more often, I would say. So I don't know. I just felt the need to bring that up in my project.
So did you focus specifically on school shootings and guns? Did you narrow your topic or did you keep it broad?
I kept it pretty broad. It was just a lot easier to have a broader perspective than focusing on one thing. So I could, you know, focus on many more things than just like school shootings and stuff.
And you looked at what a really interesting thing. I was expecting you to talk about your own activism, but this is more a study of activism in general by youth throughout different eras or years. Tell me a little bit about the context. Did you look back to earlier in the last century? Or I'm curious. I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
No,
I just
want
to learn more. I want to learn more about what you did.
I actually went all the way back to the first ever dated protest, which was in 1665, I'm pretty sure, and it was on New World slavery. And I kind of just went forward from there. So I have, like, the Germantown protest in there.
Whoa, what's that?
It was one, actually, it was in Pennsylvania, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Germantown, PA.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, it's been so long since I actually was
focusing
on my project. I think it was maybe something to do with women's rights or something about maybe slavery or something along the lines of that.
I'll find out more about that, but because you can't be expected to have these all in your head. The Germantown Quaker Petition Against Slavery,
yeah.
1688. So the couple anti-slavery movements. Are there others that stick out as you work your way towards current times?
I did mention the this one is pretty current. I'm pretty sure it might still be ongoing, the March for Our Lives protests. It's just basically, it started after the shooting in Parkland, Florida at the majority, Stoneman Douglas Majority High School. And that's kind of one of the ones that I focused on pretty heavily.
That still is very much involved.
Yeah.
Greta Thunberg, did you cover any of her work?
Roughly. I didn't want to focus on two, like, really big youth activists because then it would look like I'm just kind of taking basic knowledge. So I wanted to do a little bit of deeper dive into all of it and focus on some smaller people, but I did do a little bit on her.
And did you find, I don't know if you can paint with a broad brush and say all campaigns have been effective or
no.
and effective. What are some of the conclusions you reached? If any, I should say.
Well, most of the protests from, I would say, like, back in the day have kind of gone through, mostly. Some of it's changed. Some of it is still there and an issue. But I would say more of, like, nowadays protests aren't really doing too much to help. And, like, the March for Our Lives, no laws have been changed. There's nothing being done about it. There's just protests informing people about it, as well as the abortions rights protests. They're, in some states, they're working. Others, not so much. So it's kind of a touch and go.
Do you attribute that to the effectiveness of youth protests? I'm sure you would like to conclude that youth can still have a strong impact on changing things. You would not want people to suddenly stop caring about these issues.
Yeah.
But do you think it's just been due to not having enough time? Or is it due to maybe the lack of power or the inability to vote if you're under 18?
I actually had this conversation with my grandma. And we were talking about it, and she kind of said, like, it's the fact that people don't really think we know what we're talking about, and they don't really want to listen because we are children, but we know a lot more about political, environmental, and social issues than most people think.
That's, I agree with you. I think it's hard for people to appreciate that and understand that. Are you active in many movements yourself?
Lately, not so much, just because of school, and obviously graduation project is a lot, but I've been trying. I know there was a walkout not too long ago for, I want to say maybe it was Congo, and that whole situation, and there was a, like, walkout protest, I want to say last year, that I attended. It was for abortion rights, and I also attended the SLA program, the Sustainable Leadership Academy at Chatham University, which helps inform you on different issues. This year we focused on like air pollution. We went to Clarendon and kind of got people's opinions in the community, seeing how it was affecting them. I also did that last year. And there's a couple other, I don't really think I can think of them at the moment.
You know, your work in photography could end up being very important. And I know you didn't pick this topic necessarily because it relates to your career or even necessarily to an interest. But I'm glad you did choose it because it really matters. Is there anything you learned from just the process or experience of doing this that you'd like to make sure other people know about? I like what you said about people don't necessarily realize how much youth know and have to offer and how considered their opinions might be, or the facts on what they're basing conclusions are. Are there other things like that you'd like to let people know about?
I don't really know, because, I mean, there's not much more to it than, I would say older generations don't really believe in the younger generations anymore.
Do you think they ever did?
I don't really know. Not really. I don't think so.
It's probably not one size fits all, but I think it's often difficult, although you can be so much more informed now, I think.
Yes.
You can also be really, really misinformed. I'm curious, when it comes to any kind of movement like you're talking about, how do you think there's a problem? I think we would agree there's a problem across all people determining what's fact versus opinion.
Yeah.
What about with your peers, people, you know, youth?
It is still pretty hard to tell between fact and fiction with like the news, and especially with social media nowadays, because it has become so much more popular with, I would say, Gen Z and like just technology in general. There's a lot of fake news out there that a lot of kids see and believe. Me, myself, there have been times where I saw something and it wasn't real, but I believed it anyways because it was social media. So it is pretty hard to depict between what's real and what's fake. Just keep in mind to like do more research about it before you really like support something or believe something.
I think that can happen to just about anybody.
Yeah.
Too. I mean, I've been fooled a few times. And I think it's good to recognize that that can happen. It's important to know that. It's really nice to get to know you, Savannah. This is Savannah Cannon, who's from Carrick and will be graduating from City Charter High School this year and then heading east to study art and design. If there was something you could change in the world, small, big, anything, any idea what you might change, if anything come to mind immediately?
Well, what came to mind immediately was just kind of how everybody treats everybody else, like based off of what they identify as or what they look like or what their skin color is. Like, it's just, like, we're all people.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Is there anything else you'd like to say that I may not have given you room to say?
I don't really think so.
Oh, and I should have asked, any teachers or other adults you might want to acknowledge who supported you as you did this project?
Definitely my grandparents and my mom, and two specific teachers at my school, Mr. Conan and Ms. Dominguez. They really helped me.
Great. Well, thank you for being here, Savannah. It was really nice to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
Best wishes for continued success. I hope you'll hang out in the Youth Media Center. We're always looking for people, photographers, other folks. Yeah, we'd love to see you. That's Savannah Cannon, City High, and a student who lives in Carrick.